She said she'd travel on a one-after 909. Pick up my bag, run to the station. Railman says, you got the wrong location, yeah. Pick up my bag, run right home. Then I find, you got the number wrong, yeah. She said she'd travel on the one after 909. Said, move over, honey, I'm traveling on that line. Said, move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. She said she'd travel on.
Welcome to Beatle Nation with your host, Lucia, and your new host,
Claire.
And this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, a listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
Beatle Nation is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by Andrew Sprague Construction, certified in previous concrete for our green future and serving the North State since 1983. Andrew Sprague Construction specializes in structural concrete for commercial and residential construction, as well as hardscape, including stained or stamped concrete. Contact Andrew Sprague Construction by calling 877-7124.
And Claire, you're starting us off with our big Beatles yay thing. What's your first song?
Twist and Shout. It was released on February 11th, 1963. John had a cold this week, so he has kind of a more higher pitched voice than usual. And you can hear Paul yell "Hey" over the very last chord because of that. And the Beatles used this to end very many of their early live performances, and it was charted second in 1986. It charted again at 23rd when used in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Wonderful.
Please enjoy this song.
Yay.
You know you got it.
Welcome back to Beatle Nation with your host covering the Beatlemania, Lucia.
And Claire.
And that song is Magical Mystery Tour, which is one of my favorite songs, and it's based off this magical mystery tour in England that used to take passengers to an unknown destination and was very famous when the song was created. And what's your next song, Claire?
My next song is I'm the Walrus, which is also on that CD, but it's a very interesting song. The BBC actually banned it from their radio because of the line, "Let your knickers down." You let your knickers down. And what the line, yellow mattered custard dripping from a dead dog's eyes, actually from a childhood song, yellow mattered custard, green slop pie, all mixed together with a dead dog's eye, which is really creepy. But it took 17 takes to make this song, and John wanted to make fun of people who took his lyrics too seriously, so he kind of just made really strange lyrics. So yeah, that's yay. And here is it.
Like pigs from-
Welcome to Beatle Nation once again. I am your host, Lucia.
And I am your other host, Claire.
And my favorite part in that song, I Am the Walrus, my favorite part was, don't you think that jokers laugh at you? And then all those different laughs is just so creepy and strange and cool. And my next song is going to be Saw Her Standing There, which is actually my favorite song for a really long time. And then I discovered the White Album, and that kind of went down. But still on my one of my top lists. And John and Paul made up the lyrics when they were skipping school one day. And then Paul made the majority of it in his later years. But it's funny because they skipped school to write a hit.
Thank you very much. That was a song from our first LP.
Okay. Welcome back to KZFR Beatle Nation. And I am your host, Claire and
Lucia.
And our next song is Glass Onion. Glass Onion is actually a really interesting song. John used very, very, very meaningless lyrics. It was a very, very, very big part of the Paul's Dead rumor because of the line, "The walrus was Paul."
Which, a little side note, they did on purpose just to get rumors going again.
Yeah. And John mentioned other songs and lyrics like Strawberry Fields, I Am the Walrus, Lady Madonna, The Fool on the Hill, and Fixing a Hole. And a glass onion is actually a coffin with a see-through lid, which is really, really interesting. And the cast iron shore is an actual real live place. And the producers are Chris Thomas and George Martin. And it was produced and it was released in 1968, November 25th for the U.S. Please enjoy the song.
I told you about Strawberry Fields. You know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go. Where everything flows.
Okay. Welcome back to Story Beetle Nation with your host Lucia
and Claire.
And that was Glass Onion, the coffin song. And the next song I'm going to do is I've Just Seen a Face, and it's a kind of like country song, and it's like more fast paced than all the rest of Paul's songs, and that's what makes it a really good song, I guess. Just different, even though all of his songs are different than each other, but this one makes it like different. I don't know. Here it is.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. La, da, 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 da. Falling, yes, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone, and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Mmm, na-na-na. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
Welcome back to Beetle Nation on KZFR. I'm your host, Claire.
And Lucia.
So our next song is Penny Lane. And this song is a really good song, actually. But it's based off of an actual road in England. So, yay. And the takes that it took to have them do this was 9, and it's kind of like, it's also in the way that it's a real place, it's kind of like Strawberry Fields, because Strawberry Fields is actually a real orphanage area. So yeah, and more about that a different time. And it was released in 1967. Paul made reference to mostly real people and places, which is actually interesting. Paul did 6 takes on the piano before Satisfaction, and Dave Manson did the piccolo trumpet, and this is a lead, and this is a quote from him. "We spent 3 hours working it out. Paul sang the parts he wanted, George Martin wrote them out, and I tried them." So, enjoy the song.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little gym behind his back. And the banker never wears a Mac,
Welcome back to Beatle Nation on KZFR. I'm your host, Lucia.
And Claire.
And this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, a listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
Beatle Nation is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by The Printed Image, specializing in custom screen printing and embroidery since 1980. The Printed Image offers American apparel and organic cotton options that and can be reached at 898-9525. And stay tuned for Face the Music.
And keep on listening to Beatles songs.
Yay!
Good night.
This is the KZFR Events Calendar. I'm Ricky Anderson. Thanks for listening to KZFR, and thanks for supporting community radio for 25 years. Coming this Friday to the Chico Women's Club, it's the Durst Case Scenario, a new comedy show by Will Durst with Mary Standish Comedy. Tickets available at Duffy's in Chico and Wild Oak in Red Bluff. The Sacred Movement Healing and Arts Festival is coming to Lake Concow Campground June 26th, 27th, and 28th. Music from Dead Winter Carpenters, Roots Underground, Thirst with Mike Comfort, The Lolos, Ali Battaglia and the Musical Brewing Company, Dylan's Dharma, and many more. Info and tickets at sacredmovementfestival.com. You can also get tickets at all three Blaze and Jay's locations, Chico, Oroville, and Paradise, and online at kzfr.org. Coming to the Chico Women's Club on Thursday, July 30th, it's outlaw music legend Ray Wiley Hubbard. Tickets at Chico Paper Company and online at kzfr.org for only $20.